Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Armor Report. I am your host, Brett Rosenthal, and creator of the Armor Report. Armor standing for Algorithmic Risk Management Research Report. So this is our monthly update. What we're doing here is using algorithms that we have built in-house. Obviously, that means they're proprietary from years of managing capital, both on an intraday trading and multi-day investing period. In our opinion, and I think if you do some research on your own, you'll discover that algorithms are the driving force behind the market's action on a day-to-day basis and over time. And so if you do not have the benefit of algorithms to direct your portfolio, whether it be, you know, intraday trading or as a buy and hold investor, knowing when to put capital to work, that's the key from a standpoint of reward versus risk. So if you're a buy and hold guy, you know, you've always got more capital to put to work. When do you put that capital to work, right? When do you add to your positions? It's always best to do that when an algorithm unemotionally tells you now is the time where reward from this entry point is worth the risk being taken. So that's what we do at the Armor Report. And if you've been following us on Twitter during the month, you'll see we do some Armor Report podcasts about other issues. We drill down into individual groups that we may be purchasing, individual stocks that our algorithms are focused on. But this report right now, this June report, which is available on our website, you can go to rosenthalcapital.com and follow the prompts, download the June report, and it will show you what we've what our algorithms are telling us right now as of, you know, June 1. What are we what is our stance based on our risk management algorithms? And we do a bit of a look back into May to see what the algorithms were telling us and how we did. Bit of a report card, if you will. So this is going to be a fun one because the month of May was a phenomenal month for us. It started, if you recall, at the end of April was a pretty dangerous time for the market. A lot of people were afraid. A lot of people talking about the S&P challenging a 200-day moving average. A lot of pundits calling for a breakdown of that average. And quite frankly, we didn't disagree with that, right? I mean, hey, a challenge of a major moving average is important. But that's the very reason why algorithms are so effective when it comes to managing your decision process. Algorithms don't have the weakness that humans do when it comes to fear and greed response. And that fear-greed response is what keeps most investors off balance and underperforming. And so algorithms help level the surface. And at the end of April, if you read our May Armor report, we said right there in the May report that while things look bleak at the moment, we are at a critical juncture in the market. And in fact, I'll quote it for you directly. While our algorithms remain risk off now, they can turn at any time. A defense of the 200-day moving average by a risk-on signal could be a powerful setup for capturing upside in the month of May. That is a direct quote from our May Armor Report. And that's, of course, exactly what ended up happening. We had a beautiful risk-on entry signal. And for those of you who have downloaded the Armor Report, again, that's at rosenthalcapital.com. You can just request the Armor Report. We send it to you. So for those of you who have it, you can open up your Armor Report right now. Let's just go over what you're looking at. The first page here, of course, just explains what we're doing at the Armor Report. You turn that page, you see the S&P. We're going to go over the top five indexes, starting with the S&P 500. What was the Armor Report saying? Okay, you can see if you look closely, there's a buy carrot. This chart that you're looking at is just the month of May on a 60-minute chart. So each bar is 60 minutes. and you'll see a bicarat in the very left part of the chart pattern. And it's a little bit small, so perhaps in our follow-on reports we'll make it a little bit larger. But you can see, you need to take a magnifying glass, and you'll see a bicarat on May 7th. That was our risk-on buy signal for the S&P. And the asset has moved higher throughout the entire, you know, month of May for us. So we had 17 days of risk on, which means, depending on the type of investor you are, you're either literally buying the ETF of the S&P, you could buy the ETF SSO, which is twice the volatility of the S&P. So that's kind of like buying a growth stock without the risk of an individual investment. Think about that again. You can buy SSO, which is an ETF that returns twice the volatility of the S&P, but without the risk of individual stock exposure. So you're going to get kind of growth stock type rates of return owning that asset. The other thing you can do as a buy and hold investor or an active manager of a portfolio, this is the time when you see the Armor report saying now we are long the S&P 500, that's the time to start putting risk on. Not a couple days later, not a week or two later, certainly not at the beginning of June when the market's already blowing out. The time to put it on is the most uncomfortable time. Remember that about investing. When you feel most uncomfortable about committing more capital, that's the time to put the capital to work. Right now, everyone's all excited, all over CNBC today, you know, NASDAQ 100 making all-time new highs, closing at all-time new highs, and everyone wants to grab two hands today. That would be incorrect. The time to put capital to work is when people are uncomfortable, when everyone on CNBC is talking about the imminent collapse below the 200-day moving average on the S&P. But that is, of course, when the algorithms say, okay, now the reward from here is worth the risk. And that's what we were doing. So let's turn the page. You'll see the Dow Jones Industrial Average, same exact signal on the 7th of May. We'll get long. But in this instance, this is the weakest index. And so we booked a small profit. You can see there's a what we call a profit protection exit. We have many different exits written into our algorithm to protect capital. So the object is to expose our capital when the reward is big enough at that point. But then if we're not getting paid, if the algorithm is uncovering weakness in a particular sector of the market, then we book profits and we get out of Dodge and we refocus on other indexes. And that's what happened in the Dow here. If you're looking at this Dow page, you can see exit carrots and a final exit on the 29th where we booked a small profit in the Dow. So we made some money in the Dow, but what that really tells us is we should be focusing on other areas of the market. Turn the page again, you're going to see the NASDAQ 100, okay? NASDAQ 100 was the first to have its risk on signal, which is very exciting. But with that first, usually comes a lot of whipsawing volatility. And so on the 3rd of May, we had our long opportunity in the NASDAQ 100. All the other indexes gave us a buy signal, if you will. Hate that term buy signal, but let's call it a risk on signal. The reward at this point is worth the risk taken. On the 7th of May, the NASDAQ 100 showed us that opportunity on the 3rd. So it tells us that NASDAQ 100 is going to be the strongest index on this rally. But the very next day, it ran into a brick wall of the market selling off, and we have it worked into our algorithms, protection of capital first and foremost. So the very next day we hit that wall and we have an off margin exit. It tells us if you're using margin, you better get off, and you can use that exit any way you want. And some portfolios we might reduce it down to only a 10% position, cut 90% out, because that's not the behavior we want to see the very next day after we put money to work. But at the end of the day of May 4th, the whole market had reversed and was skyrocketing higher, and we had a series of group ETFs in the technology space breaking out. And so we directed twice as much capital at the end of the day into the NASDAQ technology groups than we had at the beginning of the day. You've got to be nimble in this market. You have to be nimble. You use the algorithms to protect capital, and you look at the feedback from the response to determine how to put money to work. There's no failure in this process. There's just feedback. There's no ego in this process. You see what happens, and you react to it. When we saw a beautiful reversal by the end of the day, May 4th, we were adding the following four indexes, the groups, these ETFs. And these ETFs were IGV, which is the large cap software companies, ARKW, Web 2.0 companies, XLK, we all know it's almost like a mirror of the NASDAQ 100, and Social, S-O-C-L. And I'm going to get to you on a different podcast and explain why we're focusing on Social and ARKW. But particularly, there's a stock in there that's really considered one of our favorites. And then later on, maybe 4 or 5 days later, we were adding shares to the biotech index. And I'm going to share more. I'll come back and we'll do another podcast tomorrow as a kind of a June Armor Report 2.0 and share with you why we were drilling down into those groups and what stocks in those groups we found interesting. Then you turn the page again and you're going to see that the small caps and mid caps are the best performing sectors of the market. We were on those indexes on the 7th of May, and we were hitting our primary target on the 30th. So here's a perfect example of how we protect capital, we capture upside. We put the capital to work at the beginning of May when nobody thought the market was going higher. At the end of May, when everyone's cheering how well these small cap stocks are doing and these mid cap stocks are doing as they're leading the market higher, we're booking a part of our gain there. We have a targeted exit. We hit that target and we book a portion of the gain. Depending on how aggressive you want to be, you could book anywhere between 25 and 50% of your position's gain at that price. Statistically speaking, that price is a magnet, and it becomes a very hard price to get above. And over time, you end up trailing out close to that price a statistically significant amount of the time. Therefore, we reduce risk when we hit this price. So we still have good exposure to both indexes, but we have booked part of our profits here. And we're protecting capital. So there's a quick synopsis of what you can read in the Armor Report. I strongly suggest you try to follow us on Twitter to get a inside of the month updates and day-to-day updates on how the algorithms are performing and what information they're revealing. You can do that at our Twitter feeds at Brett Rosenthal, B-R-E-T. Rosenthal, R-O-S-E-N-T-H-A-L. And I really try to update that every morning. And then throughout the day, if there's something important, I'll shoot out a note and we'll call it an Armor Report update. Of course, for those of you who don't have the hard copy, feel free to go to our website, rosenthalcapital.com, download the free copy of the Armor Report. This is, of course, covering just the five big indexes. And what I'll try to do tomorrow, time permitting, is I'll get on with you and share why we selected these top five ETFs and then which stocks, individual companies, our algorithms are sharing with us as good places to add a risk based on the reward we think we can capture from this level. And just as a bit of a bonus, I think I'll share with you our number one idea at the moment right now, where we're just literally waiting to jump on this individual stock. We're looking for the algorithms to give us an entry point. If they do, we're going to be putting this position into our portfolio. So we'll give you a little bit of history, a little bit of where we're at right now, and then we'll perhaps share with you some information on a particular investment we think will be worthwhile if the algorithm gives us the entry. I hope you've all enjoyed this this update, and I look forward to chatting with you again in the future. Have a successful investing month of June. I'll leave you with this thought. We are long, we are strong, the U.S. equity markets. Good night, everybody.